Welcome to the Champion's Corner, where sales training meets the mindset of a champion. I'm Mark Kelly McLean, former Canadian champion, world bronze medalist, and your coach in the world of sales. I took the discipline, focus, and resilience from boxing and brought it into business. Here, we turn sales pros into sales champions with real tactics and winning mindsets. So lace up, keep your guard up, and let's get to work. You're in the Champion's Corner. Welcome to round one of our sales training series. I'm Mark Kelly McLean, a former Canadian boxing champion and world bronze medalist who spent years in the sales trenches leading teams and closing deals. You know, what I've learned is this: sales and boxing share the same DNA. Both are about preparation, discipline, and having the right mindset before you ever step into the ring. And today, in round one, we're talking about the foundation of everything. And that's the champion's mindset. Because just like in boxing, in sales, you win or lose before the bell even rings. In boxing, the body follows the mind. The fighter who believes he's prepared and walks into the ring with certainty has already stacked the odds in his favor. In sales, the first round isn't the phone call or the pitch. It's your internal preparation. Your mindset is either setting you up to win or to crumble under pressure. Before you pick up the phone, you've already won or lost in your head. Champions really understand that. I've divided the podcast into four segments. The first segment is the fight is won in the mind. When I fought, the physical training certainly mattered, but the real battle was mental. If I walked into the ring doubting myself, I'd already lost. This has happened to me, and I speak from experience. I can remember being at the Worlds in 1983, and I watched the Bulgarian champion fight the Cuban champion, and I knew I was to fight the winner. Cuba back in the 80s was known to have the best fighters in the world. And lo and behold, the Bulgarian beat the Cuban. My mind went negative and I battled myself over whether I was good enough to beat the boxer who had beaten the Cuban. I questioned if I ran enough, did I spar enough. Ultimately, I didn't sleep well the night before the fight. I lost that match and I've never forgotten about it. You know, I learned a valuable lesson that day, and unfortunately, there are times still that it haunts me. It's imperative that you control your thoughts, stay positive, breathe, relax, and remind yourself that you are a champ. You know, Muhammad Ali said his best. He said, "I am the greatest." I said that even before I knew I was. He built the win in his mind before the fight even began. Sales is the same. You can have the best script, the best product, even the best prospects, but if your head isn't in the right place, you'll crumble at the first objection. You know, ironically, I was in Louisville, Kentucky last week, which is the home of Muhammad Ali. I was there for a trade show, but took the time to go downtown. I walked by the Muhammad Ali Museum, saw the paintings of him on the walls. He was no doubt the most famous athlete in the world when I was a kid. In boxing, he had the champion's mindset. In sales, the champion's mindset is about walking into every sales call with belief, focus, and preparation. Stay confident, but never arrogant. We're moving into segment two, four pillars of a champion's mindset. So we'll start with number one, discipline over motivation. Boxing. Champions run at 5 a.m. even when they don't feel like it. Sales. Champions prospect every day even when they don't feel like it. Consistency beats mood. Number two, resilience. Boxing. Every fighter gets hit. The question is, do you recover? Sales. Rejection is just a jab. Champions don't take it personally. They reset and keep moving forward. Focus. Boxing. The crowd is screaming. Cameras are flashing. But the fighter sees only one thing, their opponent. Sales. Champions ignore distractions, email dings, busy work, scrolling, and stay focused and locked on the prospect in front of them. Number four, the last one, confidence, not cockiness. Boxing, respect every opponent, but never doubt yourself. Sales, confidence is contagious. Buyers sense it. Cockiness turns them away. In segment three, let's look at some drills to build your champion's mindset. You know, mindset isn't just theory, it's training. Champions build it through daily habits. Here are some drills that you can start right now. So the first one would be visualization drill. So before your workday, close your eyes for 2 minutes, picture a successful meeting, a closed deal, the prospect says yes. Win it in your head first. Okay, so visualization drill. Second one, film study drill. So just like fighters review tapes, sales champions review their calls. Pick one conversation each day. What went well and what could have went sharper. Third one, three wins journal. So each night, write down three things you executed. A call made, an objection handled, a meeting booked. Momentum builds all small wins. Okay, small wins turn into big wins. Self-talk reset. Replace "they won't answer" with "they need what I offer." Replace "I hate cold calls" with "this is my sparring. It makes me sharper." And last one, conditioning rounds. Fighters train in bursts. Do your prospecting the same way. So come up with a schedule. Perhaps it's 20 minutes of calls, 2 minute rest, repeat 3 times. That's your sparring session for the day. Segment 4 is around stories and application. You know, I've seen many boxers who were not prepared and lost the match that they normally never should have lost. They didn't train hard enough. They took the opponent for granted. They didn't allow themselves to be mentally in the right place for that match. Maybe they didn't sleep well because they felt anxious, which can lead or breed lack of confidence at times. It's imperative that you stay mentally focused. In all honesty, it's everything. In sales, I have also seen people win and people lose. In sales, the more you prepare, practice, review potential objections, and remain confident, capitalizing on balance and composure, which is so important in boxing as well. The more you do that, the higher your close ratio will be. You know, I remember another fight at the World Championships, and not the one from Bulgaria, where I learned an awful lot of lessons. I fought Troy Waters, who was undefeated at the time. He was the Australian champion, and I knew I had a tough fight ahead of me as well, but I think I handled it a lot better. You know, I wasn't as nervous. I was much more prepared because I had watched him box 2 matches back-to-back, and I had a really good feel for how to fight him. And I knew that he was undefeated, but I went in very confident and I felt very prepared. And it was fantastic. I mean, I won a split decision, which was amazing. You know, Troy Waters went on to be a world champion. He fought for the world title a couple of times. Unfortunately, he passed a few years ago of cancer, which was sad to hear. Him and I did stay in contact with each other through letters for a few years, and that kind of died off. But it was something that I did right, and, you know, we created a friendship after the match as well. You know, boxing is tough, but sales is no different. If you expect it to be easy, you'll fold in the first jab. But if you prepare like a champion, visualization, rehearsing, building resilience, then when the punches come, you won't panic. You'll adjust and you will win. In closing, I want to have a call to action. So here's your round one challenge. Train your mindset like a champion. Every morning or every evening, visualize success. Every day, I want you to run your prospecting like we spoke of in conditioning rounds. Every night, I want you to write down 3 wins. Do this for the next week, and I guarantee you will feel different. Remember, champions aren't born, they're built. And in sales, just like in boxing, the fight is won before the bell rings. That's round one. In round two, we're stepping into the ring for the first time, making first contact, or as I call it, throwing the jab. I'll see you in the next round.
That's it for this round of the Champions Corner. If you're serious about leveling up, head over to markkellymclain.com and join my free VIP club. You'll get access to knockout sales strategies in every new podcast episode. While you're there, sign up for my sales training program or book me to lead a seminar for your team. I'm Mark Kelly McLean. Stay sharp, stay hungry, and I'll see you in the next episode.